Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to our Thanksday edition of Biz Chat, your place of encouragement for faith-based entrepreneurs. Hello, hello. I am your certified coach, Michelle. Over there is your certified coach, Noelle. And each week we bring you strategic topics of insight and encouragement to what we call the inner game that leads to a successful outer game of faith-based entrepreneurship. But today, oh boy, Coach Noelle, we want to give thanks, right? We want to give thanks for 2021. And so today we want to just come around and just remember all that there is to give thanks for, because it's easy just to breeze right through this, eat some pie, and move on. Especially as entrepreneurs, we're like, get on.
Let all right, back to work.
Anybody done with it? Do we really need to play games and have bubbles? Like, I got a podcast to record. So let's just take some time to be grateful. God is in charge of these amazing journeys that we're on as entrepreneurs. And we just want to look back and give thanks a little. So Coach Noelle, how are you doing this morning? What you drinking? Anything to report?
Okay. Well, as usual, as per my usual, got my pink drink. I'm really discombobulated that I'm on the other side of the screen today.
Oh, it is. Like, yeah.
I'm supposed to be on that side, which I never would have. No, I think it's because I logged on first. That must be why. Yeah. Anyway, not that anybody else is worried about it. Yeah, it feels better.
Okay. I didn't want to go through the whole podcast.
Okay, you might be a highly sensitive person if you even notice something like that and it throws you off. Hey, we should do a show on that.
Oh, sensory?
Yeah, highly sensitive. Yeah. Okay. Note to self for later. But yes, Thanksgiving is my absolutely favorite holiday.
Is it? So,
yeah. Yeah. It's totally my favorite. And I'm working hard to not. Christmas sometimes annoys me because of all the busyness and the stuff. But Thanksgiving is, that's my jam.
Now, are you having people over or what are you doing?
Yes, we're having, Marcel's family is flying in from out west. My parents will be here.
Wow, you're doing the whole thing. Yeah, in your brand new house.
Yes, with our brand new big dining room table. I'm excited. Yeah, super excited. What do you guys do?
Normally we do our own Thanksgiving dinner with our kiddos. And then we head over to, some family for pie and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So this year, of course, being out in Utah, we are just going to pack up and go. We're going back home, going back to Minnesota. So we have a long trek in front of us. But we need to finish bringing some stuff that we left behind. And it'll actually be so awesome to not only see family, but our kids that are in college are also flying back. So it'll literally be everybody together, you know, so it'll be a good time. So looking forward to a little bit of Minnesota familiarity and all of our family being back there.
Good.
So we both have a little different Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and this is the first time in many, many moons that we have had a place. We would still host, but it's hard when you're in a small space and the house is a big space. So plenty of room and yeah, I'm excited.
Yay. Awesome. Well, we wanted to take some time today to just be grateful. And we're so grateful for all of you out there in cyberspace and the Facebook space that come and join us each week. And we wanted to just praise God a little here. Give thanks for all that we've seen happen in our 2021. Coach Noelle, what is at the top of your list?
Okay. I was going to say my list is in no particular order, but okay. I think it kind of is.
What came to mind first when you made your list? How's that?
Home. Having a home.
Your new house.
Yeah. It's, I love it.
It's very cute. I got to see a virtual tour.
Yeah.
Really, really. I love that fireplace. Huge fireplace.
Oh, yeah. We have a friend who's a plumber and also just good at everything. And he came over to kind of get it running, and he turned it on, and there was an explosion. Oh. So, yeah, it's not funny, but he was like, because he was like, do I tell Noelle to get out, or do I figure out what's wrong? And he chose to figure out what's wrong, but there was a little bit of a gas leak. So we may not have the fireplace for Thanksgiving yet. Oh. We'll see if it gets fixed.
Yeah, maybe just put on the Yule log.
Lots of candles. We have your candles. So there
you go. Yeah, you have to save candles.
All right. What about you?
Yes, I had at the top of my list our move to Utah. It has been so freeing to be out here. I mean, we love our family. We loved being in one place for as long as we were and able to raise our kids around grandparents and family. But out here, man, you can, there's just such a freedom. It is, you feel the spirit of the West, the Wild West, where everybody just gets to do whatever the heck they want. Minnesota is quite organized and very like, this is the city, this is the suburb, and this is the country. And they don't really intermingle. Like, they're just, they're very clearly delineated by law, even. Like, wow. You don't really, you will never see a ranch in the middle of suburbia, ever. Like, it just doesn't exist because it wouldn't be zoned that way.
Wow.
Minnesota is probably the most regulated place I've ever been to in the United States. It's just the way it is. It's very, very regulated. So the lifestyle there is very regulated as well. Like, you go to college and you get a good job, and that's just kind of like, there's a pattern to life there. And we are not pattern people. We were not made to be in a pattern. So out here, we feel a little bit more like, yeah, and kick our boots up a little here and just feel a little bit more freedom. Yeah. And again, it's self-imposed. It's not, you know, I'm not blaming anybody, but out here we feel, we're just really grateful for the different vibe and the freedom we feel to just expand into this new territory that God has for us. So enjoying this mountain view. I mean, I'm looking at snow-capped mountains right now.
Yay. Yeah.
It is gorgeous. It is just out mountains. There are alpine mountains out our front window. And desert out the back, because it's the Great Salt Lake in our backyard, literally in our backyard. So we get desert out the back and like Rockies out the front.
Yay!
And we bought this house online, you guys. We bought this house with 12 pictures, not even with cabinets in it.
That's crazy.
Oh, God takes care of you. All right, what's next on your list?
I had put down having gotten through COVID, because that was that might have been the biggest event of the year for us, was getting that and getting very ill and grappling with, for me, it wasn't just getting through COVID. It was also kind of a wake up call for me around politics and our system of medicine and, you guys could probably read the subtext there, but it was a wake-up call for me spiritually, just as a citizen. And it was so incredibly hard. It was so incredibly hard. And I think we didn't even end up in the hospital. I had somebody I've coached in the past who texted me that she's been in the hospital since the 7th with COVID. And I'm grateful for having gotten through that, and also grateful that I feel like I have something tangible and helpful to share with people who are currently going through it. Like, if they want to hear it, a lot of my friends have different viewpoints than me, which is one thing I treasure, that I can have people of different viewpoints, but some of my friends do not want my feedback, and that's fine.
I know there's always polarizing issues in the day, but you know, it's easy to sit on the sidelines and not take a position. And so God sounds like he kind of shook you out of that and was like, yeah, here's what I want you to know. So yeah, that wasn't easy walking with you through that. It was a tough time. I don't think I've ever seen you that way before.
I don't know if I've ever, the last time I felt that way was when I was going through my divorce so it was, it was pretty dark.
Tough times. All right. I actually had health on my next on my list. I am thankful that there are no diagnosed. There has not been a diet. We have had generally pretty amazing health. And now I feel like after watching you kind of go through that made me kind of kick in the pants and get a little bit more organized to be proactive. Mm-hmm. And so I have ordered a bunch of things and done some homework and even have some things on hand that, you know, that will be very pivotal, I think, to which direction our health goes, because mm-hmm. we're kind of, I'm just grateful for everybody who's done the homework and done research that we can't even have the privilege right. of searching out some answers for ourselves. And
there's some treatments now.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I am very grateful in this season to have had our health. We were remembering a few times where we've just been sick, and sickness can really just take you out of your game. That's so,
Yeah.
All right. How about what's next on your list?
Okay. I'm actually surprised that I wrote this down, because part of my history is as an eating disorder therapist. So I say this with some caution if any of my former clients are listening. I'm grateful for having lost some weight. It's funny because being a therapist who has worked with eating disorders, I did a pretty good job of accepting myself, whatever my weight, you know, it's not what defines me. It's not, but I'm a tall girl and, I'm not petite. And I told my husband the other day, I feel more myself. Like I'm back to, I'm still higher than the weight that I've been most of my life, but I was underweight most of my life, to be quite frank. So I feel like, if I had to pick a weight, this would be it. And I'm really grateful. This is connected to health too, but for the pink drink and the supplements that I feel like have saved me to some degree. I'm so grateful for them. And I feel a little more comfortable in my skin.
Woohoo. Yeah. That is always something to be grateful for. Yeah, I'm a little behind you. I'm lagging there. I've lost some, but this phase of life is not easy to lose. It's like it was when we were younger.
Yeah, because it'd be a few days of watching what I ate and I'd be back down.
Yeah, go for a couple of runs, yeah. Watch what you eat, bam.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. Okay, so my next on my list was, I think for Biz Chat, this show. Mm-hmm. I've learned so much showing up every week. Mm-hmm. We've shown up every week. Mm-hmm. We're at a year and a half of doing this, that's a long time to be on weekly. I've never done anything like that before. And I feel like it was a lot of maturing went on just technical learning, just a lot of things as we've shown up each week here for our beautiful peeps. So I am thankful for our show here, the little show that could.
That's right.
How about you? What's next?
Okay. The next one on my list is actually, it's just what came to mind was being able to fight with my husband and know that the love on both our ends does not wane or it's funny because we had a little snipe this morning, which is actually very rare for us. And there was no fear. And we sorted through it in about 5-10 minutes, you know, and I just thought, how lucky am I to be able to show up fully, even in not the prettiness and have that kind of ease and comfort. And I think that that's what God meant it for in the first place, that we kind of have an understanding of how he loves us and that there are misunderstandings and God and I have fought, you know, but knowing that I am loved and there's not going to be any withdrawal of love. Like, I'm really grateful to have a husband like that. That is not true for a lot of people.
So good. We love Marcel. Yeah. We love that we get to see each other's husbands every now and again as we pass through and say hello. My husband and Noelle are like literally brother and sister. I don't know how they didn't get born from the same womb, but they are. They are like the same person.
Michelle knows how to deal with me because she's had how many years of dealing yeah, with me?
Gosh, we are on year, gosh, I think we're coming up on year 25 maybe.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, feeling definitely grateful. Same way. Like once you get into those patterns, those healthy patterns of learning mm-hmm. how to deal with differences, you can enjoy
these yeah. years.
Next on my list is biblical revelation. I feel like for the first time ever in my life, every time I open the word this past 2021, there has been no lack of depth that just pops out. It doesn't matter. I've just kind of decided to play popcorn sometimes and just open the Bible and you're like, Ezra, seriously?
Wow. This is amazing.
I did not know this was here. All of it's just been so fresh, so full, so rich. Every time I open, I literally have to pull myself away every day out of the word. I have to yank myself out. I would sit with God all day, every day, and do nothing else, quite frankly, if I could. But some people need to eat. And I should probably go to the bathroom every once in a while.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. Certain details that are
details, but just loving the depth that God has in our relationship right now has been just so much fun.
That is fabulous.
Yes.
So is this number 5 for me?
Yes. And it's going to be my last one. I only came up with 5 as we were like, quick.
Yeah, we did it on the fly.
Wait, so you can do more than one.
So I'm going to lump a couple of things into one category because I want to cover them all, but one thing that came up was our church and what we call our missional community. Mm. So, which is basically a small group, but the church that we attend is structured around small groups. And I mean that, like our small groups are more important to us than our church service.
Mm-hmm.
So those meetings kept happening through COVID, like, where a lot of people felt the isolation and some of the struggle of all of that. We were in relationship throughout that time. And when I look back on my growth spiritually, I grew up in a religion that was mostly about doctrine, and maybe you would connect with people sometimes, but I really understand what it means to be discipled now and to disciple others and to grow in love. And I just love our church and our group so much. And then along the lines of people that I'm grateful for is you guys, like those of you who have been following the show and you show up live and you engage with us, and Michelle and Darlene and Lori and Shauna, and now Lauren kind of being added to, like, I just, how many amazing women have I been able to like hang out with and grow with? And I don't know, it's just, you know, it's sometimes you forget all the gifts you're getting when you are serving, you know?
Right.
And when you sit down and think like, wow, I wouldn't have these amazing women in my life, you know?
Absolutely. I tell my husband all the time, I definitely wouldn't have done well as I did on this move, leaving everyone behind, had I not had this community of entrepreneurs that we are forced, you and I, every week to spend at least 2 days together because we do our planning meeting and then we come here live. And and then, of course, with Dr. Darlene as well. And we stay on afterwards, guys, just, you know, we come on early, we stay late, we are in each other's lives, we're praying for each other. And, you know, that just wouldn't happen. We wouldn't make time for it, I don't think, if we didn't have the show and we didn't have, you know, responsibilities together. So shared responsibilities. And I grew up an only child.
Oh.
So yeah, this is all totally new. I have sisters, but they are quite a bit younger and didn't really grow up with them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So all of this sisterhood type thing is all just beautiful, like stuff that I didn't ever really get growing up. So totally agree with you. And you know what? That's what I had on my next.
Was it?
Relationships. That's what I had. I just feel like, oh my gosh, this is like beautiful to have so many wonderful relationships. We did just start meeting. We found a church and, you know, are starting a small group, just met with them a few times and just very excited to get to know people on a deeper level, and really like the early church was meant to be, and feeling like, oh, we had our in-laws out, we had my parents coming, and just that we're so privileged that we have these relationships without discord and stress, you know. Just, I'm really grateful for,
yeah,
as stressful as entrepreneurship can be sometimes, to not have relationship stress.
Word.
Right. So we'd love to know what you're
thinking. Yeah, put them in the chat. Yeah.
Yes. Drop us a note of what is your top, maybe one or two, or go all the way into.
Yeah, 10. Take it as far as you want. Yeah.
What are you grateful for? We'd love to know what you're giving thanks for this 2021, because we know there's a lot that you could look at that you're not grateful for. So we're going to focus over here on giving thanks 2021. Thank you, Coach Noelle, for joining us today. I hope you guys have a great turkey. Well, you probably did already. This is airing. We're recording.
Yeah. Actually, but
yeah. I hope your turkey bakes well, and your new oven, and you, everything goes well as you're hosting. And we will see you guys next time. Let's see. I guess we're going to be back a couple weeks out. We'll have another recorded. December 3rd will be in Tulsa.
We're going to pick one of our favorites, and then we'll pop in when we're at Clay's conference.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I do believe we have a live guest on the 10th. I'm not going to give it away till we get a confirmation. So that'll be fun on the 10th and the 17th. We have guests coming
in.
And then it'll be, oh my goodness, Christmas time. So, woo-hoo. Right, everyone, happy Thanksgiving. We're so grateful for you, and hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving day.
We'll see you soon.